We love you.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us in this hour of the broadcast. We've got the latest in motorsports news with Jeff Bressler standing by. We've also got John Hotchkiss, the president of Hotchkiss Performance, specializing in suspension tuning for your muscle car, classic car, and John is also a fan of all new cars, so we'll talk to John about a gamut of topics. We'll throw out a trivia question we have not done so far on today's broadcast, and we've got a bunch of automotive news we've been saving for you as well. But right now, let's go to the racing desk and find out what's been happening all weekend long. All kinds of racing underway, and to tell us all about it, here's Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Great, Bob. Bob, NASCAR Sprint Cup is currently racing on the West Coast for week two of the 2010 season. Unfortunately, rain has moved its way into Fontana, California, and onto the track. So a caution is out with 200 of 260 in the books. The shower should just be a quick passing one, though, and all indications are we'll get back to racing action. Top five currently in Fontana are Denny Hamlin, Jeff Burton, Kyle Busch, Travis Kraepel, and Clint Bowyer. Five cautions, 20 cars still on the lead lap. Cool temperatures all afternoon and wide open racing caused a few cars to blow their engines, including Ryan Newman and Juan Pablo Montoya. Kyle Busch barely overtook Greg Biffle out of the final turn of a green-white checkered finish to win by less than 1 second in the NASCAR Nationwide race in California on Saturday, with Brad Keselowski finishing right behind them. Danica Patrick accomplished one of her goals by finishing the race, still a long way from leading the pack in NASCAR, though. Patrick was 31st, three laps off the pace and ahead of six other cars that were still running at the end of the race. But unlike Daytona, where she got caught up in a 12-car crash just past the halfway point, she was racing at the finish in Fontana, where she was originally scheduled to race for the first time. She started the season in Daytona last week, but that was based on her strong showing in the ARCA race, which finished sixth the week before. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
So Danica did pretty well, Jeff, overall, huh?
Yeah, I think the thing that's bumming her out, I don't know if she's admitted it yet, is in the IRL, she's really a top 10. She's not one of the greatest drivers in the IRL, but considering the fact that they run their fields with under 30 cars, she's usually a top 10 finisher. Here, your whole psyche has to change to go into a race and know you're not going to win and know you're not going to be in the top 10 for quite a while and just try to get the personal satisfaction that you did better this week than the week before. But for somebody with a tremendous competitive nature that's seen success in another area of racing, it's got to be a little tough for Danica to take.
Absolutely. How much of an adjustment period do you think she'll need?
I think Danica will need certainly more than a year before you start seeing her place consistently, like in the top 15 to 20. I mean, Juan Pablo Montoya, the great Formula One driver who's won road racing in NASCAR and is considered to be one of the top NASCAR stars now, has yet to win on an oval track.
Yeah, interesting. So just different skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Jeff, great job as usual, and we thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a trivia question just for a little bit of fun here. We were talking a lot about the DiTommaso, the Pantera, in the first hour of the broadcast with Mr. Melvin Benziquin from Classic Enterprises. Which particular Ford engine was under the hood? It's really midship. What was midship in the the DiTommaso Pantera that was sold here in the United States in the early 1970s. What particular engine was under that hood? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, we go to the man himself. He is the president of Hotchkiss Performance and a racer himself, Mr. John Hotchkiss. John, how you doing?
Fine, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you so much. Well, let me get your take on Danica Patrick. You're a former professional race car driver and still do racing today. And what do you think about Danica going from the open wheel to the NASCAR circuit?
You know, I think it's a career move, that it's something that's essential for her, because I think she'll kind of run out of steam in as much as I like IRL and so on. I think NASCAR is really where the action is. But we talk about a rough education. You know, those cars are just a machine unto themselves, and they're so difficult to drive that it's going to take her some time. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, a whole lot of difference between driving an open-wheeled machine, which weighs very little, I believe, somewhere in the vicinity of 1,500 or 1,600 pounds or so, and driving a full-size stock car. There's definitely got to be a lot of adjustments, John.
Oh, tremendous. And the you know, the Indy cars have incredible downforce, so they're really stuck to the ground. I mean, they take incredible skill themselves. But the stock cars, you know, they have the drivers, they have this thing that the side draft, you know, you can get somebody loose if you drive along the side of them. If you weave around the back with the wings, you can get them loose. They have tremendous, the drivers carry tremendous speed in the first quarter of the corner, and that's got to be really hard. I know they're really fast if they're loose, you know, oversteer going in, and that's going to be quite an adjustment for her.
Absolutely. How about yourself? Have you ever taken a NASCAR for a spin?
You know, it's the one thing I tested an Indy car, but I never drove a NASCAR car. And that was, you know, when I was in racing, NASCAR was, I mean, just really getting going. There were still lots of opportunities in road racing for drivers. But I'll tell you, if my career was 15 years later, that's where I'd be headed.
That's where you would go, definitely. Tell us what it was like testing an Indy car. I mean, what is the power to weight ratio on a machine like that?
Well, I you know, I can't even remember what those weigh, but they're this was back in the kind of mid '80s, and it was real. I mean, it was a 900 horsepower car with a Cosworth engine in it, and it was plenty fast, and it was around well, actually, you know, now that I think about it, it was 1980, and it was right before Ontario Motor Speedway closed, and drove a McLaren Cosworth around there in testing.
Wow. So I'm sure that's something that you'll always treasure, those memories.
Oh, it was incredible. I shared the car with Neil Bonnet, and he was testing as well, and, you know, a famous stock car driver. And he was just a kick. You know, we were completely different size. He was much shorter than I am and a little wider. So we'd have to, every time he'd come in, we'd put in a new seat and change the belts. And just comparing notes with him was really something special.
Wow, amazing. Let's talk a little bit about how your company got its start. How long has Hotchkiss Performance been around?
Wow, I mean, I'll tell you how time flies. It was really 1992. We were established in 1993. We did our first FEMA show, and you know, it's been full speed ahead, and don't look back since. So it's been quite a ride.
It certainly has, and certainly over the years, your company has grown a lot. I mean, your facility there in California now encompasses not only great testing facilities, but also you've got an installation center out there now.
We're doing that and really pushing R&D hard. We're, as I said last time when we talked, 2010 is all about product testing and product development, and we're really, really, really excited. We're going back to Willow Springs March 4th. We have 10 cars to test, and we have, how about this, all generations of Camaros.
Oh, cool. When we come back, lots more We're only getting warmed up. We're in first gear with John Hotchkiss. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. Audi continues to surprise the automotive world with a number of all-new vehicles, including a 10-cylinder version of the 24/7 supercar, the R8. Audi's Philippe Brébeck.
We are talking in the hundreds per year, so definitely very, very low numbers. That's the demand. We have an order bank of about, you know, of a few hundred vehicles right now. That is sort of the exclusivity that this car comes with. We have just recently launched together three vehicles. It was the S4 sedan, the S5 Cabrio, and the R8 E10. The S5 Cabrio is a new derivative based on the A5 and S5 Coupe. New convertible is also powered by a supercharged V6.
I'm Bob Blog for thelongdrive.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. John Hotchkiss is with us from Hotchkiss Performance. Telephone 800-259-9231 if you've got any questions for John, or if you want to solve the trivia question, a very easy one. The Pantera, the Di Tommaso Pantera, was sold for a couple of years here at an American car dealership and an American engine. Midship, what was the engine? The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, John, tell us a little bit about some of the latest goings-on at Hotchkiss Performance. I know recently you had a track day that was really well attended, and you really showed the media lots of cool stuff.
And we're about to do that again. We have, as I said just before the break, we have all generations of Camaros. We have suspension for the first generation all the way through the fifth, so 1967 through 2010 Camaros. And so we'll have all versions there, all with our parts on them, and we'll do slalom, skid pad, and road course testing, and we'll have selected media there as well to sample the product. We'll also have our C10 truck, which we tested the stock suspension last time, and what a kick that was to seeing a 68 C10 short bed truck do the skid pad. I thought the thing was going to roll over. So we have all prototype suspension for that. We're doing a suspension package for that one, and more. So we'll have another big track day coming up in about 2 weeks.
Oh, that is wonderful. And I can't believe you've got something for every single year of the Camaro. So every generation right up until the 2010. So no matter what Camaro you've got, you can help them out.
We certainly can. And we just did a really neat deal with Hot Rod Magazine. They're building a new 2010 Camaro. They just received a white one, and a white color car is a new color for this year. And so it's Keystone Beers, a Hot Rod Magazine car, and they chose us for the suspension. So we're doing coil springs, our chassis brace, and sway bar package for that car that's being built by the legendary builder Steve Strope.
Oh, that is fantastic. So lots of big news there indeed.
Oh, absolutely. So we have the Hot Rod Magazine project. We have another Demon project with Carcraft Magazine. And then we've got something really crazy with the Mopar side. We've got Mopar's The Strip, which is the last weekend of March in Las Vegas. It's always been drag racing Mopars. But we're going to put on the autocross event there. So those guys can turn left and right and burn some rubber in other places other than straight lines.
Wow, that's fantastic. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, if anybody has a question for our very special guest, John Hotchkiss. So tell us about that first generation of the Camaro. I would imagine that suspension system would need significant updating. What type of tweaks do you do to that one?
On that car, we do a sway bar package to give it the right handling balance. We do geometry-corrected upper and lower front A-arms, performance leaf spring package in the rear, some subframe connectors, pieces called our handlebars, which are chassis stiffening, subframe stiffening devices, the bars that go in the engine compartment. So essentially what we do is we engineer all new suspension to make that old car handle like a new one, so you can have the classic look of the old car and just super handling with revised geometry that works with radial tires.
Oh, that is great. And certainly you can't overlook the tire technology. Boy, we have come a long way from the 60s with the tire technology, but you got to have the proper componentry to make that tire technology work.
Absolutely. And we always say that one of the worst things you can do is restore an old muscle car and then put brand new technology as far as wheels and tires on it, because the suspension is not designed for that, so it really makes it unstable and just ill handling. So all of our products, of course, are bolt-on, and they make it so that the car really works correctly, so it's a lot more fun. And now with all this autocross and track days, I just heard of another event that's going to be in California, and then I also heard about somebody's going to do a muscle car track event at Road America in Wisconsin. So people are going nuts. They're driving these cars, and that's where our suspension comes in. That's where the benefit happens.
Absolutely, and that track there at Road America is quite a challenging one. Have you ever driven on that track?
I raced on there a couple of times, and when somebody told me they're going to have Camaros and Mustangs and everything on this track, it took my breath away because that is one fast track, and wow, I mean, this car's going to have to be really set up well, and especially for the kink and all the high-speed corners they have there. That's going to be a daunting task to drive for a new driver around that track.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the 2010 Camaro. Of course, it's been absolutely hugely successful in the showrooms, but as we touched on before, in a lot of ways the suspension isn't quite fully developed, and I know you've come up with a total suspension system that can really significantly help improve the overall performance of the 2010 Camaro.
Oh, absolutely, Bob, because that's right, that car was kind of developed, as we always talk about, the kind of the 50th percentile person who likes a little power and likes the car, but when you really want to handle, really want it to work, the suspension just leaves a little on the table. So we do our springs, our chassis, brace, and adjustable sway bar package, and really makes the car come alive. So it's very comfortable on the street. We don't degrade the ride. We just give it a little more sport feel. But, wow, on the track or in a handling situation on your favorite road, it puts a smile on your face like crazy. We've been very successful with that platform.
Absolutely, and you know, only more to come. There's no question that there's going to be a convertible variant and no doubt a Z28 in the not too distant future. Let's talk a little bit about muscle car convertibles, because I would imagine they, in you know, all muscle cars could definitely use some updating in the suspension department. But how about convertibles? Do they pose a particular challenge?
Well, they certainly do, and that's why good chassis bracing is so important. For instance, our subframe connectors for the convertible Camaro, and also we call our cross brace X brace that goes under there, under the chassis, that allows a big exhaust, like a 3-inch exhaust, but keeps good chassis structure. Definitely the convertible, the old convertibles take more bracing because they don't have that roof and all the structure is gone. All the important structure is gone from the car.
Wow, and that is only going to be bad when it comes to handling. If you take away structure, I mean, it's definitely a pretty significant reduction in an already, let's say, not so. Most of the older muscle cars didn't have very strong suspension underpinnings to begin with, so you take away that bracing, you're really up against it, and we're up against it clockwise. We'll take a timeout, and I'll get my head on straight. This is Auto World on GCN. More with John Hotchkiss straight ahead.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
Maxfit, make sure hands go wow. Maxfit, make sure hands go wow.
for only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous Max Pick gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? Max Fit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow!
From the moment you slip your hand into a Max Fit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
Max Fit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. Max Fit. Make sure hands go.
Wow.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live across North America via the GCN Network, NRN, and Cable Radio Network Channel 2 in this hour of the broadcast, and we have a winner on the trivia question here. The winner comes from the greater Boston area, Cambridge, Massachusetts. The gentleman's name is James, and he's right. It was a Ford 351. The car was sold through Lincoln Mercury dealerships in the early 1970s. We'll throw out another quick question here, and the question is, what was the biggest engine you could ever get in a Ford Thunderbird? Cubic inch displacement. What was the biggest engine in the Ford Thunderbird? And the last year for this engine was 1976. What was the biggest engine in a Ford Thunderbird? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. John Hotchkiss is with us, telling us all about the latest at Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. And I love your tagline, John, horsepower for your suspension, because, I mean, you can have a ton of power under the hood, but unless you get a decent suspension, it's not going to do you any good.
No, absolutely, Bob. Yeah, that's a, you know, the you only have four tire contact patches and two in the rear to drive the car forward and so on. So you need to transfer that power through the engine to the tire contact patch with the right suspension that gives you the right grip, the right forward bite, the right tire wear characteristics and stability, and on and on. It's just great. Hey, I was listening during the break to the Auto Club 500, and there are only about 23 laps left, 25 lead changes and 13 different drivers. It's the racing against the rain here. It's about to rain, but looking strong race.
Yeah, definitely. And right down to the wire. I got a bunch of questions filtering in for you. The first one is from Alex. Alex is in Connecticut. He wants to know, do you have any suspension upgrades for Mini Coopers?
Absolutely, we do. It's the first generation Mini Cooper, and that's been a great car. So when they BMW reintroduced the Mini again, a tremendous amount of enthusiasts bought it and wanted to upgrade the suspension. So we have sway bar package, springs, camber links, camber plates, and our engineer Aaron Ogawa is a championship autocross racer who drives a Mini as well.
Excellent. Another question, Charles. Charles is listening in Florida, and he wants to know, he has an all-wheel drive Audi TT, a second-generation TT, and he says it has 18-inch tires on a Dunlops, and he wants to know, is there anything that can be done with an all-wheel drive car like that to improve its performance?
Well, definitely the question is certainly it can be by, you know, a spring and sway bar package. Unfortunately, we don't make anything for that model, but I know that there are some quality products out there that would help.
Let's talk about, this is another question here, and that's Sport Utilities. A gentleman by the name of Dale, Dale is in Illinois, would like to know about Sport Utilities. Do you offer any suspension tuning packages for Chevrolet Suburbans or other like Sport Utilities, which tend to be bad handlers? Definitely some of those large SUVs, John, definitely are like boats.
So we definitely do, and we do a sway bar package for latest Tahoes and Suburbans and all the way back into the 90s versions. And I have to go on our website to hotchkiss.net to see the all the specifics and so on. But, oh, we can make SUVs handle well, too. And problem is, you know, you load them up with camping gear and put things on the top, and they get very top heavy and almost like a baby buggy ride. So we can make it, give it much more control and more stability with a sway bar and also a shock package.
And so you don't have to, you know, swap out your wheels and tires. All you have to do is put on the Hotchkiss suspension package, and that's what's going to make the world of difference.
Absolute world of difference. We years ago we worked with the Bassmasters, and this was crazy because those guys are, boy, are they fishing aficionados. They're into it. And we worked with some of the fishermen and outfitted their SUVs with sway bar and shock packages, and they just felt that it was so much better in towing and just in overall stability. It was a major difference.
I notice a lot of newer high-performance vehicles have strut braces under their hood, and that's something that you can certainly add as an aftermarket product. I would imagine you probably stock those as well.
Oh, we do, for a number of different cars, and that will be our latest product for the 2010 and newer Camaro. It will be a new strut brace that goes across the engine compartment to stiffen and support those the strut mounts.
And tell us a little bit more technically what that will do to the new Camaro. What difference will it make?
Well, you always have to imagine when you're cornering harder, you're putting more pressure on the chassis because you're asking your tires to do provide a lot of grip to grip more. There's more G loading, more pressure through the car. So unlike the chassis bracing, the subframe connectors we do underneath, if you can go across those shock towers in the front and also in the rear, too, we do that for the first generation Camaro and other cars. Anytime you can tie suspension points together, give it more strength and more structure, then the car is more controllable. You get more feedback from the steering wheel. Let's say on a convertible, cowl shake is a big deal. So you can put the strut tower brace across. It'll stiffen and support the shock towers, eliminating a windshield cowl shake. It's just all anywhere you can put structure, the more the better.
Yeah, that's what I was struggling to get at. I mean, with convertibles and especially old muscle car convertibles or even more recent day convertibles, I remember some Mustangs and Camaros from the 80s that Z28s and Ford Mustang GT convertibles. I mean, these cars definitely weren't good handlers, and it was simply because the vehicle was not originally designed to be a convertible.
Oh, absolutely. One of our better selling strut tower braces and subframe connector packages and more is for the fourth generation Camaro, the 93 to 2002, because that car really does shake, and it's got an LS1 in it, which, you know, there's so many power adders for that, from superchargers to headers to heads to you name it. Well, that puts a lot more pressure on the car and the chassis, and the cars are getting a little older. So, hey, stiffing them up with chassis bracing just works so well.
Let's talk a little bit about BMWs. Are they often customized at Hotchkiss Performance? Certainly lots of folks who love BMWs love to drive, and certainly I would imagine you have your share of 3 Series and M3 types that are coming your way.
Oh, we definitely do. Our general manager drives E46 M3, and we have a number of friends and enthusiast customers with different BMWs. We have a M5 coming in first week of March for a special alignment, because we'll do specialized alignments where other alignment stores and dealers and so on will just do stock. So we'll put more camber in it and a little less tow if they want more reactive steering and so on. We've just introduced the M3, the E36, which is kind of the Camaro of BMW, so to speak. Such a popular autocross car, we introduced a sway bar package for that, and BMW is a great seller in our line.
And certainly in recent times you have gone big into the Mopar realm. Tell us a little bit about that, and also bring us up to speed on you were working with Jay Leno on upgrading his ride.
Oh, well, let me start with Jay Leno. It was last week we were back in his garage, and I'll tell you that I'm just, every time I go there, my jaw drops. There's something new, something better to look at. And there's so many cars and motorcycles, it wouldn't have to be something new, because it's just so awe-inspiring. Looking at his 300 SL Mercedes he has, and the Ecotec jet car, and all the Stanley steamers and everything else, it's wild. But we fit our prototype suspension on a 66 Galaxy. On his Jay Leno's Garage website, he keeps updating about his new project, and we were there.
Oh, cool. When we come back, I want to hear more about that. We got that trivia question out there, the largest V8 you could ever get in a T-Bird. What was it? 800-259-9231. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taking to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detailed execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. Still looking for someone to call in, and whoever wins this trivia puzzle here is going to be thrown in the hat for a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy, the owner, the man himself, will be on board here one of these weeks to pull perhaps your name out of the hat if you can tell us the largest engine you could get in a T-Bird. The largest V8 engine in a T-Bird last year for this engine was 76. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have Matt standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your call. John Hotchkiss is with us from Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. And, John, a number of people have inquired during the break there about dealers. If you don't live in California and you can't come to your facility, do you have other places throughout the country that you can have your suspension systems installed?
Yeah, well, we have there are a number of installation centers, and you have to go on our website to see which ones. It's easy to buy our product, and Summit Racing is a terrific dealer of ours. Jags, also Motor State. And also Keystone Automotive. So, you know, you can't go wrong. Also, Tire Rack. Tire Rack is a fantastic dealer of ours, and specializing in all of the products of the European cars and also the late model domestic muscle cars like Camaros and Challengers.
Wonderful. Before the break, you were updating us. You just recently had another visit to Jay Leno's garage, and what a thrill that must have been. And you were starting to tell us about a new project on a Galaxy. Tell us about this one, John.
Well, it's so funny about, let's say right before SEMA, we went to Jay's garage and he was having trouble with his Hemi Challenger. He restored it drove it and like most people didn't like it because it just handled like an old car. So we presented him with all of our suspension package for his 70 Hemi Challenger and he said, okay, well that's all fine and good, but let me bring you over here and show you my 7-liter 66 Galaxy that he's restoring. What a beautiful car that's going to be with a Roush-injected engine and a Tremec transmission and so on. But nothing was available on the suspension, so he said, I challenge you, so to speak, to design suspension that'll make this car work. So that's what we've been doing for them. We've designed a sway bar package, panhard rod, and rear adjustable rear links in the suspension to really keep that axle square in the rear, let the power really be put to the ground well, and have it handle significantly better.
Oh, that sounds cool. So Jay loves to restore those old vehicles, but he also knows well enough that in order to really enjoy it, you need to bring it up to modern specs.
Absolutely. So, for instance, the stock sway bar on that Galaxy is about, and this is the uprated 7-liter Galaxy sway bar, is about 3/4-inch solid bar. And we're putting a 1 3/8 250 wall, so about a 500% stiffer sway bar in the front, and didn't have a rear sway bar, so we designed one for that, and we designed an adjustable panhard rod, and that's adjustable. We were there joking with his mechanics and engineers, and say, well, we better call this panhard rod a track bar, just like they do in NASCAR. So last Friday we did the prototype fit, and in about 2 weeks we come back with the final parts, and we'll put those on, and his car will be about ready for him to drive.
Oh, that sounds great. John, tell our listeners about what you call TVS, the Total Vehicle System. This is an all-encompassing package.
Well, it is true. I think the worst thing that somebody can do, and you can use an example for an engine. Let's say you buy somebody's cam, somebody's piston, somebody's head, somebody's headers, somebody else's, whatever it is, and you try to put them all together, and it just doesn't work. And the same with suspension, especially with suspension. For instance, coil springs and sway bars need to be developed together because it depends on the spring rate, depends on the sway bar rate, the stiffness of the sway bars, shocks as well. So what we do is we say, okay, let's solve the complete suspension problem from front to back with our Total Vehicle System, everything engineered to work well together. So you can buy a piece at a time, but once you get the whole package, it's all developed together to work together, fits right, gets the right ride height, and it's just a really good solution.
Definitely, and these packages aren't expensive either, and they certainly make a world of difference, but we're not talking, a multiple big buck deal here. I mean, just for, I would imagine, a couple of $1,000, you can get one of these systems. What does an average TVS system go for?
Well, about $3,000 for a complete suspension package. And when we say TVS, we also mean on leaf spring cars, new shackles and hangers and spring pads and nut plates. All the things, because we don't want somebody to put connect our suspension with old hardware. So wherever there's a new application for hardware, we supply that as well. So it's a restoration along with an upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the whole deal. And incredibly, I'm still kind of going over in my mind what you said earlier. You've got a suspension package now for every generation of the Camaro. That's cool.
We call ourselves the Camaro headquarters because we do, and we have some really enthusiastic customers that now with the internet and forums and so on, and we're conversing with them all the time, and from every platform I can kind of think of about a dozen people who have all of our products who we converse with constantly about how their car is going, and you know, these projects, they're never finished. As soon as you say they're finished, well, it's time for a different engine or different trans or new wheels and tires. So we're just happy that we're their choice of suspension.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the offerings that you have for Mopar. Do you have any upgrades for latter-day Mopar stuff like the current generation Challenger, SRT8, the Charger? Do you have anything for that?
Oh, we sure do. We have all of the LX platform, Charger, Challenger, the Magnum. And what we do is we have different springs for the different platforms. So it lowers it down about an inch and a half, depending on which car it is. Sway bars for that to give you the right chassis balance. So that's what we call our TVS Stage 1 package, a combined spring and sway bar package. Makes the new Challenger handled so much better, and it's the way to go.
Definitely, and certainly, you know, with this kind of power that's available today, straight from the factory. I mean, when you look at that 6.1 liter Hemi putting out 425 horsepower. I mean, they are certainly very well tuned at the factory, but if you really want to take it to the track, you really need to invest and get the right stuff from John.
Well, we had on our last track day, we had Kenny Wayne Shepherd out there in his new 2010 Black Challenger, and he's just about ready to put all of our products on his car, noticing that it was fun to drive on the street to the track, but once he got to the track, it was just a little soft and a little too much understeer, and so we can make that handle so much better. But yes, I mean, from the new muffler cars to the old ones, we have a package for them.
Excellent. And again, some of this stuff can, you don't have to buy everything at once. Some of it can be done piecemeal as well.
Well, absolutely. And again, you know, Summit Racing and Jags and so on. You can buy the parts individually or buy the full package. But we like that when people buy just a little bit at a time and because many people are leery. They say, well, you know, I checked all the boxes on my new Challenger and I bought the premium suspension and everything else. And why do I need something different? Well, if they say they just do our sway bar package, improves it night and day, and then they're hooked. Then they're ready to do the springs and if they have an older car, they're ready to continue and get more benefit for their suspension.
Tell all of our listeners in the California area, because we have a station in California, and also we've got loads of Internet listeners not only there but all over the world. But tell us a little bit more about your facility and where folks have to go and where they can get some stuff installed right at Hotchkiss headquarters.
Well, we're in Santa Fe Springs, so they're really the 60 freeway and the 5 or the 5 and 605. So right in Santa Fe Springs, Norwalk area. And easy to call us at 562-907-7757.
Excellent. John, always a pleasure to spend time with you. We look forward to your visit again in another month or so.
Hey, thank you, Bob. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Take care, John. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining me.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.